at about 7:20, there was this almighty bang that shook the house. My partner ran down the stairs because he assumed that someone was trying to get in the house. I mean, it sounded like a bomb was going off in the house. It was actually quite scary. Obviously, I suffer with anxiety and postnatal depression from my last pregnancy with my daughter. So I had a major panic attack standing at the top of the stairs, and all that I could hear was "Stay where you are." And then they were screaming at the lady, "Get out of the car now and don't move." So it was just scary.
I know that you were really, really, you were sort of screaming, you were really worried, and you went to your daughter's room, although she wasn't there. What was
Instantly
going
went.
through your mind?
Well, it was just instant reaction was to obviously run into my little girl's room to go and find her. Obviously, I know she wasn't there, but obviously that's just my instinct to just run in there and make sure like everything's okay. But it was just been through so much already the day before that I just didn't need that as well. And it was just like my house is now ruined. I have nowhere to go. I have no help. What do I do? What's the first thing I've got to do? And all I could think was hang my head out the window and try and breathe because I couldn't breathe because I was just shaking the whole entire time. It was horrible.
You've been put in a hotel now. What's the situation like there?
Everyone would think staying in a hotel room is great, but it's not when you've got to try and do school routines and bath times and all that sort of thing. And then I haven't really got anywhere to hang my watch in. There's no really anywhere to keep anything. Obviously, my little girl wants to play with toys, and I don't have any with me at the minute. Finding it really difficult just to, we're all on top of each other, and it's not fun.
Little Ava May wasn't with you at the time. You must
No,
feel
thank
really,
God.
I was going to say, you must be so relieved that she wasn't there.
Well, yeah, because at that time, normally on a normal weekday, that time is we're heading upstairs for bath time, bed, like story time, bedtime. So yeah, it was just scary to think that I could have been on the stairs with my little girl heading upstairs, and that cupboard that she crashed into and the door that literally was touching the bottom of my stairs. So that would have just been absolutely crazy. And I'm glad my cat was upstairs as well, because I couldn't imagine what that would be like.